Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Gujarat State Fertilizers and Chemicals Limited earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anuj Halakandi from Anurag Services. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the first quarter earnings conference call for Gujarat State Fertilizers and Chemicals Limited. The call is hosted by Anurag Services LLP. Present from the management team are Mr. S.K. Bajpai, Senior Vice President Finance and CFO, and Mr. S.V. Verma, Executive Director, Executive Agri Business and HR, along with other senior dignitaries. We appreciate the management for granting us the opportunity to host this call. Let's begin with the management's opening remarks, followed by a question and answer session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Okay. So good afternoon to all, and welcome to the earnings conference call of GSFT for quarter 1, 2024-25. I hope that you have reviewed our results and the other presentations uploaded on our website and the stock exchanges. As you know, the company experienced a significant rebound from the subdued results of previous quarter, posting increase in PBT from 23 crores to 118 crores and taking PAT from 21 crores to 93 crores in the current quarter. This increase is attributed to a robust fertilizer volume of 4.46 lakh metric tons in current quarter and the optimization of product mix at Sikha unit in accordance with cost economics of raw material prices and subsidy rates. During the quarter, we partially switched from DAP to APS and NPK production at our Sikha unit. In current quarter, we have achieved the second highest sales in last 15 years, first quarter, that is 2,144 crores. Fertilizer sales increased by 7% in value terms on YoY basis, and fertilizer sales volume witnessed growth of 30%, though the margins were under pressure. We anticipate that this trend will persist in future also. The acceleration of kharif cultivation has been facilitated by the favorable rainfall that is being experienced this year. Improved seasonal prospects are expected to maintain the robust demand for fertilizer during forthcoming quarters. You may be aware that the government reduced the subsidy outlay for fertilizer approximately 13% in the current year budget against the previous fiscal. Our government has been very prompt in releasing the subsidy. For P&K fertilizers as well as urea, we have received subsidy up to the first week of July. The same is reflected in our cash flow, as you know that we are a debt-free company with a strong balance sheet and healthy liquidity. Subsidy rates for P&K fertilizers are significantly reduced during October 2023. The trend has persisted for DAP and AS, while EPS and NPK have experienced a modest increase. Contrary to this, the prices of basic materials have not reduced in the same proportion. While ammonia prices have decreased, PA prices remain steady at $850 per metric ton. Further, benzene and NG prices have actually increased on YoY and quarter-over-quarter basis. The company plans to follow production with mixed DAP and non-DAP products per Sikha unit to optimize cost and maximize sales. Although caprolactam and nylon 6 were subjected to annual shutdown in quarter 1 current financial year, industrial product output remained consistent. In IP segment, domestic prices remained subdued due to dumping of cheap Chinese caprolactam melamine basic nylon chips. Caprobenzene spread on YoY basis reduced from $730 per metric ton to $582 per metric ton. Nevertheless, we anticipate that overall industrial product turnover is likely to grow as compared to the current quarter. Project details are also uploaded on our website. All projects are progressing well as per the schedule, except few months delay in HS Crystal project and UDR revamping project. However, we will be commissioning This affects crystal, sulfuric acid pipe and urea revamping project up to the end of this financial year. Full year impact on turnover margins will be seen in the next financial year. So with these opening remarks, we can now start the question and answer session, please.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Nirav from Anvil Research. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon and thanks for the opportunity. So I have a few questions. So first is, sir, in the last interaction, in the last con call, we have mentioned that for the ammonium sulfate fertilizer, we have to offer some discounts. And that was because of the leaner season. And on the top of it, from April onwards, government has also increased the subsidies. So if you can help us explain whether those discounts of 2,000 rupees per ton, which we have offered last quarter, was withdrawn and there was a normalized pricing, and over and above that, that 15 rupees increase in the subsidy would have helped us in terms of the improved performance. And along with it, if you can also help us explain that, was the improved performance because of some benefits coming to us in terms of the raw materials, especially the natural gas for converting to ammonia?
Yeah, so as far as ammonium sulfate is concerned, the increase in subsidy with effect on 1st April is very minimal. Means this is only, I think there is no increase in only in the NPK and APS, there is an increase in subsidy in April. So there is no increase in the ammonium sulfate.
Okay.
And as you know that DAP and other NPK grades of fertilizer is not having that favorable margin and contribution.
Correct.
So most of the fertilizer companies are now exporting for the ammonium sulfate. Only in India we have only two producers, GSSC and FSCT. But there are certain imports the fertilizer companies are making and they are selling it in the open market. So as far as discount is concerned, Mr. Verma, our marketing head will focus will.
Yeah, Nirav, yeah. See, the market of ammonium sulfate last time what you indicated, a discount of 2,000 per metric ton has been softened a little bit because we have gone through the change in MRP also of the product based on the per cost of production. So discounts have got reduced to certain extent based on that thing. However, again, this first quarter is the lean season. It mainly starts in end of June or July for pushing of the sales. So placement, we have to offer discounts. As Mr. Bajpayee has clearly said, there is no change in the subsidy of ammonium sulfate, but there is slight increase in the subsidy of APS, but reduction in subsidy of DAP. So market has diverted towards NPK fertilizers like APS mostly. And this time, as he pointed out, we our sales of APS was the highest. Because at Sikka we could produce APS and NPK at capacity levels due to availability of raw material, economics and demand also in the market. But in case of DAP, it was lesser capacity because of economics of the thing and raw material availability. So you need higher phosphoric acid for DAP, so it is a constraint many times because it, we are 100% dependent on the import.
Correct, correct. So sir, like if we consider in terms of the ammonia what we produce through the natural gas vis-a-vis the imported ammonia where the government uses that benchmark for the subsidy calculation, has our cost of production of ammonia fallen this quarter? Or if you can let us explain what was our average cost of natural gas for Q1 and what was it was for Q4?
See, just one thing before Mr. Bajpayee answers. In case of phosphatic, we have NBS rate, so in case of urea, it's not NBS rate. So, cost of ammonia really impacts on the NPK fertilizers, mainly like DAP, APS and other fertilizers. In case of Sika, we are importing ammonia. So, this question doesn't come. It comes only in case of Baroda unit. Today we have a very small capacity of NPK production compared to Sika.
Correct.
So as you see, the natural gas prices are increased 6% on bio-by basis. And in case of urea, the whole natural gas prices are passed through. So there is hardly any impact on the margins of the company. Very little ammonia goes to the in the production of melamine through urea and in the caprolactam. So that much increase or that much impact of the increase in natural gas is not seen in our total profitability.
Is it possible to give us the exact amount of our natural gas cost per MMBTU this quarter?
Just a minute. I think it is 45 rupees per SM cube in the current quarter.
Okay, okay. Sir, if we see our entire basket of fertilizer, let's say sulfate and ammonium sulfate, phosphate, DAP, NPK and the urea, what broad range of per ton margins we should work with? Let's say for ammonium sulfate and ammonium sulfate phosphate as a basket, NPK and DAP put together, and let's say for the urea. So let's say if we segregate between these three divisions or three sub-segments, what sort of per ton margins we should work with, or what are the current level of margins what we are earning from this three sub-segments?
We talk about the average margins, it is nearly 2000 to 2500 rupees per metric ton. However, as I told that in the DAP, there is no margins available, even the contribution is in negative. So in other fertilizers, the average margin we are earning is 2000 to 2500 rupees per metric ton.
Okay. Similar is the case for urea also, or there because of the under recovery of fixed cost, the margins are lesser?
Yeah, in the urea, the margins are really lesser because of the higher energy consumption by the GSFC, and there is some penalty also attached to it. So in urea, the margins are lesser than this.
Correct, correct. And sir, when we will ramp up our phos acid production along with the sulfuric acid plant, where our dependency on imports would start reducing, would we safe to assume that like before 3-4 years when the margins were good, we used to produce around 7 lakh tons of DAP plus NPK put together. So once this plant will be commissioned on, the margins which are currently let's say 0 to negative for DAP would start giving us the positive margins, and along with it, we will also see the volumes of DAP and NPK also picking up. Your take on the same?
Neither. See, there we have two manufacturing facilities, one at Baroda and one at Sika. In case of Baroda, we have our own phosphoric acid plant, one sulfuric acid plant, which is running at capacity, and we are able to produce required phosphoric acid, a smaller plant. In case of Sika, we are still dependent on imports. We are working on the project, but it's not a immediate thing. It will be a short-term basis, 2 to 3 years' time. Yeah.
Okay. So that plant which we have highlighted in the investor presentation also, in terms of our phos acid capacity of 1,98,000 tons and sulfuric acid of 5,94,000 tons, that would take 2 to 3 years to get commissioned. Is it the way I should interpret on?
Yeah.
Correct, correct. Okay, sir. Thanks for the answering the questions in detail. I'll join back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Namaskar, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. And sir, thank you for a very detailed opening remark also that answers many of the questions. Sir, when we read about this outlook part in your investor presentation, you have mentioned about market anticipation of increase in NBS subsidy and thereby we are accumulating sufficient inventory of DAP for the forthcoming Rabi season. So if you could just explain to us how are the margins going to be affected by this strategy, and if I am not mistaken, you mentioned that we had negative margin for selling DAP for this quarter, sir?
Yes.
How will this work out for us, and what should be then the optimum number going ahead for DAP in terms of margin profile?
Actually, there are three production lines in the Sikka unit. One is producing DAP and which we cannot change. And other two lines are interchangeably, either we can produce NPK, APS or DAP. So now presently we are producing only one line DAP, and in other two lines APS and NPK. So we have not stopped the production of DAP because of this little negative contribution, because at any time there is a buzz going around that the DAP subsidy may increase a little bit. So, and also in the interest of the market, no, we cannot stop the DAP, because DAP is a good demand and there is a lot of pressure from the government side also to make DAP available to the farmers. And GSSC like company, we never see only the profit motive. We produce and make available the required fertilizers to the farmers. So we have never stopped the DAP, or never stopped the DAP actually. Now the season has started and we have placed the material on the market. Now as soon as the rain has started, and the farmers will come to the shop, and we will start selling the products wherever it is available.
Mr. Kapoor, just to answer your specific question, how do you think about the NPS rate? If you see there on the Argus, there are news about increasing the subsidy by 3,500 rupees per metric ton for DAP, and from the government, still notification is awaited. With this increase in the NPS rate, DAP will not be in negatives, it will be just break even. So whatever we have been done is right for the farmer community, and we are using a mixed approach for producing APS, NPK and DAP all three at Sikka unit. Yeah.
Sir, can you quantify the impact of the negative impact it has for the quarter, that the DAP sale on the bottom line?
Just a minute.
And then, sir, if you could give some color on the raw material basket, how are those shaping up going ahead?
I think in the current quarter, if you see that there is a dent in the bottom lining amounting to 42 crores approximately.
Okay. So this will be negated for the next quarter.
It is negated.
And sir, you mentioned about some energy efficiency loss due to some lower energy efficiency. We have to pay some fine also for the urea unit. So can you quantify that amount also?
No, sir. Amount is difficult to quantify because it is only provision, the 35% penalty this year they will impose, and we have already requested the government to reduce it up to the level what it was earlier, 30%. But let us see how the government reacts. And we are already putting 450 crores for revamping of urea 2 plant. So this will be commissioned in this end of the financial year only. So we are representing the government that this is the last year, so don't penalize us for that. And anyway, we are putting this capital outlay of 450 crores for this purpose only. So there is no reimbursement from the government for this investment. So I think they will consider our case.
Sir, aapne jaise kaha ki provision kiya hai aapne. So we have made the provision to the P&L route only.
No, there is no provision made. I have not made any provision for the penalty. So it will, when it will come, then we will decide.
Okay.
But our system, there is already inbuilt whatever the energy consumption is there. So higher energy consumption means the higher cost of production. So it is passed through by the government.
it will be
passed through by the government, I think.
Okay. So we will be receiving back all the under price pricing which what we have done for the entire subsidy will be released to us, or there will be some dent on sales of urea on account of this energy norms the specification not been matched.
Our energy consumption, even after taking into consideration the penalty, is lesser than that. So if we look at in the contrast, we get from the government the saving margin also. Because if we say that after this penalty, the NOx becomes 6.74, and if we are at 6.6, so that 0.1 also we get it. I'm just giving a hypothetical example. So we get a saving from that from the FICC also.
There is no impact. So there is no impact with respect to this. Penalty.
Okay, so Minister, I just got confused. Then if there is no reason for that escalation, then why this talk? Then why are we discussing about the fact that we were looking for waiving of the penalty going ahead? So if you could just explain once again, sir, I mixed it up.
It's not about waiving of the penalty. We are just requesting about, because earlier the penalty percentage was lesser, so they have increased it. So we were just asking them to keep it at the same level what it was earlier. But what the point which I have, there's a two point which we are referring to. The one is that even after considering the penalty which the government have put in, we end up in the GKL which comes up is lesser than what after penalty the GKL government puts up for that. That's the one point. The second is with respect to coming of the new plant of the urea with this revamping, and that will automatically reduce, automatically in the sense after making this effort it will reduce our energy consumption, so that penalty issues will go. So these are the two different points which you are mixing up.
Okay. And so one suggestion, in the presentation when slide number five and six. So therein we have given the caprobenzene trend also and the key input cost movement. So
right.
This is a very important data. So if we could provide it in a tabular manner, that would suffice much better than the graphical part, because there the color mingling and the one to get the numbers correctly, we have to get it on a tabular form. So if my request, if the key input cost movement can be put on a tabular basis on a comparative quarter and quarter basis. That would
okay, sir. Noted.
Current trend. And last point, sir, just to get an understanding, Mr. Nanavati is not present in the call. In any key reason?
So he is retired from the service of the company, and I have taken S.K. Bhatri, I have taken over
okay.
His role as a CFO of this company.
Okay, sir. All the best to you, sir. And
thank you for
answering the call, and I will join the queue, sir, for. Sir, may I ask some more question about the industrial chemical segment and then join the queue?
Yeah, please. No
problem. Sir, on the performance for industrial chemicals, that looks much depressed, and also with this Chinese import part of the story getting momentum, the story going ahead for us in the industrial chemical looks bleak only, sir, going ahead?
It is presently sluggish. If you see the whole chemical industry internationally, it's sluggish and not very attractive. So as you are seeing that in our presentation also, the caprobenzene spread comes down from 730 to 673, then 674, then 695, and presently it is around 582. One good thing is there that in the July it is improved a little and it has gone up to 638. But there is hardly any impact of this increase, and we are still having a contribution loss. But we are taking some new steps for to settle the situation, that we are putting one SS crystal plant, as you might have seen in our presentation.
Yes,
which is manufactured from the derivatives of the caprolactam. And by this way, our old caprolactam having capacity of 20,000 metric ton, the costly anion will not be now produced there, and we will be diverting it to HF crystal plant. So there the profitability and margins are quite good, so it will improve the IT segment. The second thing what we are thinking, that we are importing the cheaper anion and trial run has already been done, and it is in the imported anon in place of producing the higher anon cost from the benzene, because benzene prices has been risen like anything. There is 30%, 13% increase on bio-y basis. So that two steps we will, presently we are taking, and I hope that there will be some impact on the next quarter or up to half year of this remaining period.
And sir, what would be the capex we will be spending on the project? The
so, currently in this year we will be capitalizing the project of amounting to 1,000 crores. Because three plants are under the capitalization or in this particular financial year only. One is HX crystal plant, then second is sulfuric acid, that is top fifth plant of the sulfuric acid we are putting at Fertilizer Nagar. Third one is the urea revamping, and fourth one is solar power plant at Charakna. So this solar power plant, urea and sulfuric acid, it will increase efficiency or reduce the cost of the company because it is captively consumed. Our HX crystal project plant that will produce HX crystal, and it will be sold in the market. It will generate 100 crores of rupees revenue and a good amount of margin.
Sir, for this HX crystal project, what are the capex that we have invested? How much we will out of this 1,000 crores?
100 crores.
We are spending 100 crores.
Yeah, yeah.
And the turnover will be also one time.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yes. And this is a downstream product for caprolactam.
Value-added product. This is forward integration of the caprolactam chain.
Okay, sir. And other than that, sir, about the melamine part and other chemical, industrial chemical basket, there also the same trend continues. I think so the lion's share is from caprolactam. If we divide the revenue profile for IP, if you could give us some understanding of the various products. I think
the second product is melamine, but melamine is also not doing great, and there is a lot of cheap material coming from the China, so we are not getting much of the margins in the melamine, and we have to offer a lot of discount to meet the IPP based price of the melamine. So overall IP segment this year, in if you see our segmental result, we have reported 4 crore rupees loss in the IP segment. So there is hardly any margin available in the product. That's why we are taking such a innovative steps to cut down the cost and make the IP segment profitable.
Right, sir. And for lastly, sir, for this nylon 6 part also.
Nylon 6, there are two compounding lines, and we are doing the production. However, the imported nylon chips, as I told, from the China is cheaper than the our cost of production from the Lexham and then the basic chips. So we are also importing the nylon 6 chips, basic chips, and mixing it with our chips and making the various grades in the compounding line. So that will again reduce the cost of the chips, and it will provide a better margin and the contribution.
Sir, although in the volume, we are providing volume performance, can by the side, we can also put the turnover also, that would give an understanding how the realizations have been for the quarter and the comparative number?
We have provided actually sales and sales value and the quantum of sales also. If you see our slide number 4, you will see production and gross sales. So this will provide the quantity produced and sales. And in total we are getting the gross sales.
Sir, right, sir. But I am looking at the realization part also, sir. You are providing the volume metric part, but on the realization front, if we look at the caprolactam sales of say closer to 14,000, how much have been our realization? And the comparative number, that would give us an indication of what are the current realization.
So if this is some price sensitive information, as presently the management is thinking that should not be shared because it is frequently changed and it will go to the competitors also. So that's why we are not giving product wise pricing.
Sir, last point is taking into account how we have fared for the first quarter and the factors or the variables that you people are working with, what should we investors should model in for the remaining part of the business? Because I think it's a very volatile environment for IP, but the corrective measures which you are already taking into place and the one-off item which will not be there. So taking that into account, what kind of margin profile can we look for the fertilizer business? And I think so IP would be a difficult one to answer.
Fertilizer business, the margins are more or less same until and unless there is any subsidy revision. I don't foresee any changes in the raw material prices presently. As you see, the DAP prices has crossed $600, so I don't think the phosphoric acid will be available any cheaper. So there is hardly any margin, only the volumes will create a total margin. How much quantum of sale by the better product mix we can make in the market, as I told in the opening remarks, that will generate the margin for the fertilizer sector. As far as IP segment is concerned, I have told that we are taking a step, and it will show some positive, or it should show some positive results in the next next quarter or next to next quarter.
Okay. When we interact the next time for the second quarter, then
Yeah.
we can have a better understanding, sir, how.
Yeah, sure.
But this should be a bottom-like situation also. Things should not turn worse from here because we have
Definitely.
Lose from
We are taking all these steps, and as I told that all these things are in the very forward-looking, and it is trials run are completed. So we are importing the lycanone, or we are applying this. Already we are having one plant of the HS crystal, so we know how it operates and who are the our buyers. So all in all, there is a very positivity we are looking at, and we are very hopeful to get a better results in the Q2 and Q3.
Okay. And on the gas pricing, sir, I missed your comment. At what prices are we procuring the gases?
Gas is already fixed by the, as far as UGI is concerned, so whatever the domestic prices are there, it is allotted, it is passed through, so there is hardly any impact. And RLNG prices are stable now, 45 rupees per SM cube. So I don't foresee any much deviation in the natural gas prices, generally.
Okay. Thik hai, sir. I'll join the queue, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nirav from Anvil Research. Please go ahead.
Sir, thanks for the opportunity again. Sir, one thing, when we will undertake the energy conservation measures for our urea plant, I think our current consumption is close to 6.5-6.6, and once that is implemented, it will fall below 6 GKL per metric ton. What sort of per ton improvement in the profitability starts accruing to our urea business once that energy conservation measures are placed into?
No, actually, this whatever the curtailment in the energy norms by 0.6 GKL, so it will be within the targeted norm by the Government of India. That is the purpose for revamping of this urea plant. And the government is focusing that it should be around 5.9 or something. So after 0.6 reduction in GKL, it will be, we will be meeting the norms of this prescribed by the government, one. And second, that urea, this plant is very old, of 60-year-old plant, so there is also a lot of efficiency in the system and production process. So by revamping this, we will be increasing the capacity of the plant from 800 to 1,123 metric ton per day. So that is the advantage we will be having, additional production of around 323 metric ton. So that will be coming as by way of additional margin and profits, whatever urea can generate.
But sir, based on some rough understanding with this increase in the production and currently whatever losses we are making off because of the higher energy usage, what sort of ballpark numbers we should work with in terms of the improvement in our per ton margins for urea?
I guess we have not just calculated per ton margin. But when we approved our project of this urea revamping, I remember that around 30 odd crores will generate in an per annum, the urea revamping project.
Okay, and sir, I missed on the increased capacity what you mentioned on. The capacity is going to increase from how much to how much?
800 to 1123.
TPD or it's or it is 1000 tons.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. So second question is on, you mentioned on the caprobenzene spreads being lower and we are even losing money at the contribution level. At what level of spreads we could break even in terms of the caprobenzene as well as for, let's say, melamine? If you can give some understanding, that would be very helpful.
It will be difficult to predict, but I think it is 700 odd figures, 725 or so dollar per metric ton, that will make the break even for the caprolactam.
Okay.
In case of melamine, we are generating the positive contribution. However, there is a margin loss, so there is no problem as far as the melamine production is concerned.
Okay, so
we are generating the contribution, and that's why we are continuing the plants.
Correct. So at 725, it would cover our variable cost, or it will also cover our fixed cost?
No, on the variable cost.
Okay. And what levels of fixed cost we should work with for the Capro plant as well as for the melamine plant?
Fixed cost is already fixed, so generally we do not calculate like this. Whatever the fixed cost is there, so we are generating the losses. Whatever melamine is generating the profit, it is negated by the margins of the caprolactam. So that's why the IP segment is generating only 4 crore rupees loss. So that is the idea we can get, that whatever the fixed cost is generated, it is break even at this level.
Correct. So let's say put together Capro and melamine, is it safe to believe that our fixed cost won't be higher than $100 a ton? Is it a safe understanding to make with, or probably it could be some notch higher than the $100?
Yeah. It must be higher than the $100.
Got it, sir. Got it. Thank you so much, sir, and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would like to hand the conference over to the management for their closing comments.
Okay, so thank you for the patient listening, and I hope that we could have given you the satisfactory replies up to our best possible manner. And I once again thank you to all the participants, and we will see you in the next quarter. Thank you.
On behalf of Anurag Services, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.